Yeah, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, here at Classic Hits, Thursday 18th of June, Friday's Eve, around these parts, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm all right, yeah.
Are you feeling refreshed after your washing of Premiership football?
Oh, I'm so glad it's back.
Did you soak up every moment of it?
I did. I fell asleep for the second one. I couldn't. I was too late. 8 o'clock is very late for me now. But I couldn't.
Middle of the night, for God's sake.
But yeah, it's 8 o'clock. That's literally when I go to bed. So I tried to watch it, but I fell asleep. But I watched the whole first game, which was great.
Yeah, right? I mean, only back. What was it? How many minutes was it in? Was it even in the controversy?
Half, yeah, it was about halfway through the first half, maybe, when the...
Only literally back.
Brilliant.
The first game and
it.
Mad controversy.
Oh, I love it. I love the way technology is ruining the game and all. I love the crack of it. The soap opera scandal. Great crack.
And for it to be so blatant.
I know, it's brilliant.
Like, literally nobody... You know what I mean? Nobody.
The goalkeeper just walked behind the post with the ball in his hand.
Saying nothing, not saying nothing.
And then your man pointing to his watch. I don't know. Yeah. If the technology...
He was actually pointing at his watch going, I haven't got time for this, right?
It was brilliant. It was the ultimate computer says no. Yeah. It was the ultimate one of them. It's fantastic.
It's back. And the crowd effects work a treat.
Work a treat. I looked at it. There's the two Sky channels. Sky Main Event had the crowd sound effects.
Yeah.
And Sky whatever.
Premier
football,
League.
Whatever. That didn't. And... It really makes a difference. The fake crowd.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it really added to it. It felt, once you start like watching,
as close to normal as you're
watching a proper game.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Right, good stuff. There's a bit of football-y stuff on the old birthdays today as well.
Brilliant.
It's been a string of sort of sporting stuff this week on
the
birthdays.
Thank God. Long may it last. Long may it last. It's actually even better without the fans. You have to look at their stupid faces. See the way they do the crowd shots now.
Yeah.
That's great because it cuts to them.
The Zoom started
and
stuff.
And they're all sitting at home.
Yeah.
It's deadly.
The multi-screens.
I really enjoyed it.
And some of the reactions and stuff,
When you see them. The near misses and all.
Yeah. Plus, you just realise what we look like. The state of us as fans. There's mad looking dudes
and
out
the
there.
The house is decorated and everything. That's brilliant.
Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 18th of June, Friday's Eve. Thanks a million for hanging out with us, folks, and letting us hang out with you this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About to take on the birthdays for today. There is a few football-y ones on the way, PJ,
good
right?
Stuff, yeah. Happy
to
hear.
But we're going to start with a music one, but it is a legendary music one. It is Sir Paul McCartney.
McCartney. Yeah.
Spit it out, James.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I was distracted because I'm looking for a charger.
My hat, it's my home. So I got to say...
Oh, my God.
Met him once. Who are you, he said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This may go horribly wrong.
So I
got Paul McCartney is, of course, a Beatles legend.
Yeah, right.
And Liverpudlian.
Well, whatever you say.
I'm not sure, actually. I don't think it's ever been professed, has it, whether McCartney is a toffee.
I don't know,
or another one.
He's never said it. Hopefully he's not one of them other lot, but there's a smell of that off him, I have to
say. Do you reckon
say.
He might be a Liverpool
fan?
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, they all have that about it. They're real, but they're nice Liverpool people because I suppose he must be a toffee because all the other ones, they never... how do you know a Liverpool fan? They won't shut up telling you.
Maybe he's just not that into football.
That's a bit weird, isn't it? I doubt that. That's like... Maybe he's...
Actually, now that I mention it, I mean... I don't know if any association with the Beatles and any sort of, you know, the way with a lot of bands, obviously, you know, Oasis are big City fans.
I know.
You had Simply Red, unfortunately, from your point of view, being United fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
A lot of the times they do sort of profess. I can't remember. Mind you, I'm not that big of an aficionado on the Beatles, but somebody will put me straight, no doubt.
I'm sure, yeah, they're probably one of those, you know, those tossers who sit in the fence. I just want like happy see your Liverpool team winning. I don't even care who it is. Yeah, right. Go support Tranmere then, you tosser. I'd say...
Actually, that's true as well. Maybe he supports like one of the... you know, the lesser teams in that area, you know.
Tranmere
Rovers. Like a Tranmere or something. Or
yeah. I don't know. They used to come onto this pitch, listen to the Rockford Files. That was their music, which I think is actually brilliant.
It is.
I actually think it's brilliant. You know, your man used to, the announcer, and here's your heroes for the day, Tranmere Rovers. And like what was this? Oh, I'm about to forget. It was in my head a second ago.
Yeah,
After coming out, it's after losing it.
I'll get it. I'll drag it up on...
It was literally in my head a second ago.
I'll drag it up on the old Google in a minute. Oh. Anyway, what age are you going to stick on Sir Paul McCartney?
Ah, he's an elf now. 73.
78.
Oh, well, he should have known.
78.
He actually should have known that.
Now, just to get it done and dusted, right, we're going to stick with Liverpool.
What are you talking? Why is this happening?
It's not my fault. These are the way they fall. But at least we have the get-out clause here that he was an Irish international. Jason McAteer's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Trigger himself.
He's actually a gas man. Do you know that? A couple of times I've met him. He's a gas man. He'd tell you stories for the night. Like.
And also, he's also become the centre of lots of like urban legend or urban myth. The stories, they can't all be true.
They can't all around all be about true, Jason but McAteer. He plays up to them all.
Yeah.
Like, if you met him and he says, I heard a story about you, and he never heard it before, he go, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He plays up to them big time. And I think there's a bit of that about him, because when we met him, he was doing this panel show. It was the maddest night. It was me,
yeah,
Steve McManaman, Jason McAteer, Christy Dignam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the maddest show. The amount of people, like, and you want to see Jason McAteer and Christy Dignam telling stories, like, if you want, like,
yeah,
talk about mad, madder and maddest, like, the stories are just amazing. But Steve McManaman definitely was like, oh, is this your new story now, is it? You know, like, there's a bit of that, like, if he hears a good one and attributed to him, it goes into the collection.
Yeah, I only met him once. I remember we had to do this thing where it was one of those charity games, you know, and it was Irish legends versus English legends.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever radio station I was working for at the time, you know, was involved as a media partner. So we were managers of the Irish legends, you know. But it was good crack. You got to travel on the team bus and
that's
everything.
Great. That
from the hotel
yeah.
to the ground and all that, you know what I mean? And it was fantastic because it was the likes of him and Niall Quinn and, you know what I mean? And Paul McGrath wasn't on that one. John Aldridge.
Brilliant. Like it was
deadly.
He's Tranmere, of course.
It was deadly, you know? Anyway.
This wasn't the one where Cluxton punched him in the face, was it?
No.
That was great.
No, I wasn't involved in that one.
Oh, that was great. I was so into that. Who are you? Take that, you bleeding tick.
Trigger is?
Trigger is around the same age. Maybe a little. 46.
49.
Ah.
49. Right, another football you won. Fabio Capello, one-time England boss, of course.
That's right, yeah.
Ex-manager of the likes of Real Madrid and Juventus and Milan and all that.
He's
as well.
No spring chicken now either.
No.
I'd say 77.
74.
How was it 4 years on all of them? This is getting ridiculous.
74. Right, now this is a loose kind of footballing connection.
Okay.
But she's famous in her own right anyway. Norwich City director.
Oh my God.
Delia Smith. Cooking up a storm.
Isn't that hilarious? Norwich City.
Yeah.
That's my
She's got a lifetime association with Norwich City.
It's mad, isn't it?
Did you ever see the famous thing that did the round of video of her when she was a little bit tired and emotional?
No.
A little bit jarred.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, trying to G up the crowd.
It'll be hard sport it's very Norwich, good. Though. La, bottom of the league, and all she can do is give them noodles. You'd be like, oh, jeez. You know what I mean?
She was huge back in the day.
Back in the day, massive.
Before telecooks were telecooks, if
but
you know what I mean.
So were Norwich huge back in the day. You know, remember when they were a good team? I mean, that's how old we are. We can remember them being regular top-flight football. You know what I mean? Yeah. Actual challengers for the odd cup and everything. God almighty, that'll never happen again. They're all just Borzel gummages stuffed into yellow jerseys now. I'll say Delia Smith is like...
Not young now.
No, 77 as well.
79. 79. Right, that's the end of the football-y stuff. Last one for you. God. Alison Moye.
Alison Moye, I love her.
Yeah.
She's great.
I told you about her brilliant tweet, didn't I, during the pandemic?
Yes, you did. What
fantastic.
Was it? I'm getting so fat.
She said, yeah, if I keep going like this, I'm going to be as fat as Alison Moye.
She's brilliant, isn't it? She's deadly, she is. She's absolutely deadly, she is.
Fair, yeah, she seems like really sound.
I'm a big fan of her now. Yeah. I'd like to sit down and have a I'd eat a bowl of Delia Smith's with her now.
Would you?
With Alison
Delia, Moyer. Knock myself and Alison up a bowl of noodles now, will you?
Yeah, we're going to go and watch something. So we're going to Liverpool's.
Apparently she's really pally with Dawn French. They're good mates.
Of course. She can. The two of them are.
That'd be amazing crack.
Dawn French is the most talented comedian in the world. I have to say that.
Yeah.
And there's literally nothing she does that isn't fantastic. She is just deadly. Japers. There you go. I only once I got into the Vicar of Dibley once this pandemic hit. Like, I didn't have no idea how good it was. But Alison Moyer, I'm going to say, is like 57.
Not bad. 59.
I'm all over the place.
59.
Today. Oh, that's what I get for slagging people off.
You see, we started off badly, to be fair. I put you on a bad road with all of the Liverpool ones.
Yeah, sure, your man again. What's his name? Wherever I lay me.
No, it's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim weekdays from 6 a.m. reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Mrs. 634. You must be delighted with the sport being back, are you?
Yes.
I'd tell you so. I'd say you can't wait till they start the tennis again.
I'm just thinking, yes. There's some rumour that the US Open is going to happen in September.
Oh, brilliant.
I tell you, it's PJ and myself. It's our favourite bit of sport.
Yeah.
It's when you get stuck into the old tennis players.
Oh, we
brilliant.
Love it. Chara reading those names. It's like it. I don't know, it's like someone trying to learn wolf sounds or something.
Yeah, it's like somebody who arrives in a sort of a cave and they're reading these weird etchings on the wall.
That's pretty much what it is like, actually. It is, yeah.
It's grey crack. Oh, God.
Can we not bring back the Bjorn Borgs and the...
Yeah.
You know,
Connors. When Connors was a tennis player's name.
Back when Martina Navratilova was considered awful.
That was considered outrageous.
It was, wasn't it, at the time? Yeah.
Is there any other sport that you have that? Is there any, like, there must be. Surely, sports are truly international now, are they?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Premier League soccer is no walk
actually,
in the park these days, you know?
That's true, actually, yeah.
I mean, it really isn't.
Multicultural, yeah. So you're just hoping that all the simple names score goals.
What I kind of do is when I see them coming up on the script, I sort of close my eyes really firmly and just sort of get through it, you know? That's the approach I take.
Gone are the days when it was just Matt Busby and George Best, you know? You know, it's all, you know, the names have gone
N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, exactly. Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, yeah.
Quality. Yeah, gotta love it, Tara. Anyway, the most important thing is it's great entertainment for PJ and me.
Yeah, lovely. And great fodder for people to ring up and complain about me. You're one on the news.
I just wish the old Korean roller skating championship was as big here as it is over there, because we'd have some crack.
Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You and Hurt So Good from John Cougar Mellencamp just ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for doing that Thursday. Friday's Eve, as we prefer to think about it, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you feel like you want to give us a shout. Listen, PJ, because you didn't have a great time on the old birthdays, right?
Yeah, really bad, actually.
I have a couple of things to cheer you up. It was Sir Paul McCartney's birthday today, of course.
Right.
What age did we say he was?
Oh, I can't remember. I've forgotten. 79 or something.
78.
All right.
It's great when you're wrong the second time around, even.
I know. Like, I mean, even if I tried to remember these, it would be easier next year, you would think.
But anyway, listen, to cheer you up, right? We were wondering about his allegiances on the footballing side of things. It turns out he's a toffee. Turns out he's an Evertonian.
Didn't I? I will say I had a feeling he was one of the good ones.
Right.
Didn't I?
Yeah, now he does the old thing that obviously, because he's a famous Liverpudlian, he does the old, you know, I've a fondness for both teams.
Oh, such that's, I hate that, carry on.
But he says,
I really do.
But he says when it comes to the crunch,
yeah,
he's a blue.
I really can't stand that, carry on. That is no place in football. Football is all about controlled hatred for the other side. That's what it is. Keep all that crap for rugby and GAA and everything. You know, that's all that crap goes there.
It's like when Rory McIlroy got involved in the whole thing about who he'd play for in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Whether it be Ireland or England. And doing all that sort
Make
of...
Make your decision and piss off. You know what I mean? I really do hate all this. Well, obviously, being Irish, I cheer for both sides. Shut up! That is crap that belongs in all those rugby.
So Paul McCartney was brought up as an Evertonian in an Evertonian family.
And has
supported the Blues since childhood.
Ah, very good. Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he was at the 1968 FA Cup final between West Brom and Everton. He was in the stands for that.
Oh, very good.
That's going back a bit.
That's
as old as me.
Although I'm as disappointed in him now with this, you know, both sides carry on. You know, all these
famous people always have to do that, don't they? To try and not alienate their fans. Mind you, Oasis didn't do it.
They don't do it.
Oasis openly hate United.
Yeah, loads of people don't do it. All this, even people, you know, when you go to a match and someone, I'm just, you have to applaud good play, even if it's the opposition. Go home. Go home.
Anyway, look, you're getting too carried away now. Calm down for a minute, right? This was meant to cheer you up. Hey, right? Stop your ranting for a minute. Stop your ranting or I'm not going to give you your next treat.
Oh, go on.
Right.
What's the treat?
Wait for it.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message.
Brilliant.
I'll get back to you.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for
this was the start of every episode.
I remember it now.
That was so good. That's a very, very underrated theme tune.
And it even actually gets better. You know, when it gets to the it drops a chord. Here it is.
You know, it was of its time. Anyway, brilliant. The Rockford Files.
I love it so much.
James Garner. He was kind of cool.
He was really cool.
Yeah.
He looked like he was a bit pastish and his hair would never cut properly. And he had a dirty old jacket. And I have to say, he was the coolest man. That would be a great thing to watch now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think I might get stuck into that. I'm sort of struggling for something to watch at the moment. The Rockford Files, if I can find an El Bourne, I'll get stuck into it.
Oh, I tell you.
He wouldn't be supporting Liverpool.
Oh, man. Just looking at it, even the stuff that's the images that go with the theme tune.
It's deadly. Can't you actually see Tranmere Rovers running out onto the pitch now warming up?
Like, what? That's bizarre, isn't it? That connection with Tranmere. My God.
John Aldridge and all the moustaches and lads putting fags out behind the goals listening to this. It's brilliant.
Yeah, actually, now it all fits. Anyway, there you go. That was to cheer you up.
Oh, yeah, I really did, in fairness. Oh, I might get stuck back into that now.
Yeah, you've
no
excuses.
That's a gem from the past that I'd really like to. I'd enjoy that now.
I'd forgotten how good that theme tune was, to be fair.
Oh, it's so good.
Right, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout this morning about anything, all the regulars are on the way, of course. About an hour's time, we'll do the hit bit. We've got a bit of a mountain to climb on the old breakfast table quiz. 14 to beat, but it's well worth it. €1,000 voucher to spend at the Laser Sonics. Face and Beauty Clinic. We'll tell you more about that later on. Loads, huge amount of stuff that you can potentially buy with your €1,000. So we'll give you more details on that. And who knows what else might creep in on this Friday's Eve.
Oh, I'm still watching the Rockford Flyers team here. God, it goes on for ages.
John Pye, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Quick happy birthday, by the way. Eddie's been on, Eddie Goss and Glasnevin. It's his daughter Sophia's birthday today.
Happy birthday, very much.
She's 6 today. I assume it's Sophia Goss. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that.
That's a fairly regal name now. That's a nice name.
Anyway, Sophia, happy 6th birthday. Mum and Dad were on. They wanted to wish you all the very best. As you heard with Tara in the news, and you've been hearing, of course, over the course of the morning and probably yesterday as well. Now we know, okay? When the pubs open on the 29th of June, here's the story. You'll get an hour and 45 minutes to spend your €9 on grub.
Yes.
So the question is, what are you going to spend your €9 on?
Well, I tell you, Jim, first of all, I'm going to make that call and book in a nice table for one in October.
Excellent.
And then when that's done, the choices are going to kill me because all of this talk of the pubs opening,
right,
all of this talk of the restaurants and the whole lot, and all this talk of finally, I can't wait to go out, and oh my God, how long has it been? I'm fed up with my own cooking. Jeepers, what would I give for... And that's the question.
Yeah.
What do you want? Because when it comes to pub grub, it's very specific, right?
Yeah.
You don't go to the pub. Pizza for me is not pub grub.
No.
Pasta for me is not pub grub.
Well, I don't know. I've had pasta. I've had half decent pasta in some pubs, but I know what you mean. It's not what I'd classify as pub grub.
A lasagna and chips is pub grub.
Sounds
to me.
Pub grub, yeah.
Whereas a spaghetti bolognese is that's restaurant filled. Yeah. So it does beg the question, and carvery's included.
So are you basically saying If you can't say "and chips" with it, it doesn't count as pub grub.
I'll be honest with you. I think there's a lot to be said for that. I think you may have hit the very nail on the head.
But what about now? What about if you go to the your other big favourite that you've talked about many times on this show, your famous Ploughman's Lunch? Does that classify as pub grub?
The sandwiches.
In your mind?
Oh, sandwiches are absolutely pub grub. Yeah. So there's some pubs, you know, funny pubs now. Yeah. I wouldn't say that much of a pub now myself if you can. You know those pubs that do sandwiches and no television? Get away with yourself.
Sandwich?
Weird.
What do you mean? Sandwiches? That's a weird combination.
You know what I tell you?
We specialise in sandwiches and no television.
Yeah, just a few of them around town.
Oh, this is the idea of encouraging people to talk to each other.
Is there anything worse than a pub without a television? I'm asking you, is there anything worse than a pub without a television? We're all getting to go out. We're all going to. There's people dying for a day out. Personally, you couldn't pay me to go to a pub.
I was just thinking that, to be honest with you. It sounds like. I have to say, it just sounds like an ordeal. So, timing yourself for an hour and 45 minutes, effectively a €9 cover charge. I mean, unless I actually wanted to eat the food that I was going to buy, I certainly wouldn't be using it as a way to get a pint.
Definitely not.
You know?
100% not.
I'd rather just have something in my house.
Yeah, because there's definitely going to be a bit of this. So there's your table.
So you've got until 5:15.
So what would you like to eat? Couldn't care less. Yeah. 2 points and the first thing on the menu. Couldn't care less.
Yeah, whatever it is that comes to as close to €9 as possible.
€9 worth of soup and a cup, couldn't care less.
Yeah, people are going to chance that for sure.
100% they're going to chance that.
And of course, publicans haven't been closed for so long, are probably going to accept it.
Yeah, good luck getting them out.
Just give us your money there and everything will be fine.
I do feel sorry for the public because when it gets to that, okay, that's your hour and 45 minutes. Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have to
I've still got a half a pint in front of me.
Yeah, but
well,
the table's
sorry,
booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Now we have a problem.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Now we have a problem.
But anyway.
But the food elements of things, what I'd really love?
What
I'm not looking forward to because I won't bother going, but what I would really like.
Right.
What I'd really like is, you know, my chosen fizzy. And fish and chips, man.
Fish and chips in a pub.
I love fish and chips in the pub.
You'd rather pub grub version fish and chips than, say, for example, actual chipper?
I don't understand chipper fish and chips. It's greasy, it gets everywhere. I'm a knife and fork, man. I'm more civilised than that. You know what I mean?
Oh my God,
I'm more civilised than that. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry. But I think it's uncivilised.
If only you knew this, man.
I think it's uncivilised. And I would love... there's a couple of pubs that I can think of.
Yeah.
One of them actually there in Fairview. And I'd love... A fish and chips in there now, I'd be very much into it. With a fizzy and a match on the television. Unfortunately,
all of those things, maybe.
Unfortunately, that's the holy trinity that you can't get to see anymore. But that's what I'd be into.
Here's some of the selections that are coming in, right? This is people's version of pub grub that they'd be looking forward to. Right, so why won't this move? Somebody's playing with the machine. Right here, chicken goujons.
Oh,
and chips and a side salad.
Yes,
somebody's saying they've even given us the pub in Monkstown that they're looking forward to having it in.
Which one is that? Give us a look at that.
Also the a full Irish,
yeah,
at the Four Winds in Charleville in Cork.
Do you know there's a couple of deadly pubs that do full Irish well into the day?
I saw every full Irish should be available all day.
I saw
an all day breakfast should be a standard across everything,
everywhere you go.
Nobody should call themselves a food outlet if they don't do an all day breakfast.
And do you know what's a real missed trick?
What?
The full Irish pizza. No one does a full Irish pizza, and I'd love one.
What, like as in sausage, bacon, and egg, and mustard, or and black pudding, and all that on a
On a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
nobody does one, and I'd love one.
Yeah. How would the egg be done now? Like sort of scrambled or something?
I don't care. Just put it into the middle of it. I'd be all over it.
Steak and kidney pie and chips. Pies are a big thing in pub grub.
Jesus.
Ah, good pie. Don't be messing now. Pie is a good thing.
People who eat kidneys would eat you alive.
What about cottage pie or shepherd's pie? Or
I like
that?
A shepherd's pie, yeah, but a kidney pie, man. Jeepers, honest to God, that's like having a toe pie or an ear pie. It's disgusting stuff.
A lot of people just saying the sandwiches.
Yeah, but you see,
especially those big open sandwiches.
Can I just now? We're going to have a row. If you don't mind having a row, I'm into having a row.
You're in very rowy form today. You're ranting a lot this morning already.
I am. Yeah. There's no such thing as an open sandwich. You know what an open sandwich is?
It's a sandwich without a top.
It's a salad with
salad
bread.
On bread.
That's what it is. Come on. open sandwich. Who are you kidding with your open sandwich?
A lot of people seem to be just going for the sandwich idea with the crisps. So they're going to have to buy an expensive sandwich. Mind you, to be honest with you, with pub prices, they'll probably end up.
Yeah, but Jim, that's right though, isn't it? Is there anything that says lovely day in the pub more than a sandwich and crisps?
Yeah.
See, where else do you get a sandwich? Nowhere else in the world do you get a sandwich and crisps but an Irish pub.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Absolutely. BLT, or, well, I know you don't like wings. You don't like wings of any sort, chicken wings or whatever.
They can't be in the bone.
But for a lot of people, the old wings would be a good one. The BLT.
That's for like you and Harry. You'd eat Anton off the bone. It's like you'd be give you a leg of, you'd give you a kidney on the bone and the two of you would eat it.
Somebody's saying you can get an Irish breakfast pizza in a place called Uncle Pete's in Cork.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust Cork to be ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the game.
I'd love a bit of that. I bet you if it's in Cork too, it's going to have all that Clonakilty stuff on it, isn't it? Clonakilty sausage and put a baby go, oh gee. It's like a breakfast where you eat your plate.
The old thing as well about the old toasted special. Everybody has a version of a toasted special.
Which,
you know what I mean? Every boozer will do their own version of a toasted special. There'll be some that'll have onions on it, some that'll have tomato on it, some that'll have, you know what I mean?
All different, yeah.
Exactly.
And I still say anyone that toasts tomato is insane.
Taking their life in their hands.
Yeah, and they're mental.
Like, I mean, literally hotter than the sun.
Toasting water. You're just toasting water, toasting a sponge and then putting it into a sandwich.
Anyway, let us know this morning, right? 087-188-0008, okay? You now know that you've got your hour and 45 minutes when they do open. You've got to spend at least €9 on your substantial meal. What pub grub is the ultimate pub grub for you? 087-188-0008. Are you pinning your colours?
Well,
to anything.
Well, I still think that's what I go for is a real deadly, dirty fish and chips. Yeah.
A pub grub version of fish and chips.
Or even just a big, mealy-mouthed carvery, soft as it gets.
Like. See, I thought that's where you were going to go. I thought you were going to go full on carvery.
I don't know.
I mean, you've espoused the virtues of a carvery many times.
Yeah, but then you see there's a toasty and chips is very nice as well. It's very hard to pin yourself down. Mushroom soup and all. Oh, I once saw a
mushroom
very famous
soup.
Yeah, love it.
Oh my God.
I once saw a very famous Irish radio presenter having a mushroom soup and a full Irish breakfast in a pub. And I have to say to this day, I think it's one of the best concoctions I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
It was brilliant.
Full Irish breakfast with mushroom soup.
It was a deadly thing, yeah, in the middle of the day.
Dear Lord,
football.
Help us. There loads of places do breakfast pizza. Another place, Joe's in Limerick. Cobblestone Joe's in Limerick, apparently, according to Jer. And here's one that I'll leave you this, PJ, just to send you on your way with a flea in your ear. Somebody's just texted in the joys of liver and chips and fried onions.
Disgusting, isn't it? Hannibal Lecter.
Head away, what is love? Here at Classic Hits 722. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 18th of June. Do you know what love is from Magic Mike?
Oh, yeah, I did. I just read his message, isn't it?
Yeah, love is seafood chowder with his Guinness.
He's
and
not
actually,
wrong.
Philip has been on as well, saying that he'd go for the old seafood chowder. There's a pub across the road from us that does a fantastic seafood chowder, actually.
But there's nothing worse than a bad one, Jim.
Than a bad one?
Oh,
well, I've never had a bad one.
I've had a few bad ones. I've had a few bad ones.
By the way, your thing about the full Irish pizza, apparently that's everywhere.
Somebody's never seen one.
Texting in, say, Mazzoni's, they do one.
Never even heard of such a thing.
They seem to be all over the place.
God, I'd love one of them.
Here's a lad you'll never go on a, you know, when the pubs are open, here's a lad you'll never go for a pint with,
oh,
right?
Geez, what's
Keith Dempsey
now?
In Dublin.
Yeah.
Who I think, if I could be wrong now, but I think Keith is a big Bow supporter as well. I don't know why that's in the back of my mind. But anyway, it says, morning lads, it has to be liver pate and chicken wings
from
the hole in the wall in the Phoenix Park.
You sicko.
Aha, take on me here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 18th of June. Thank you for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008. Last call for the hit bis. It's on the way very shortly. Magic Mike is off-site today. He's in the broadcasting bunker.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
in our
back.
Other studio complex.
In the
we have many of them, don't we?
We do, yeah. They all happen to be built in wardrobes, and that's all right. That works.
So if you want to get in touch, he's standing by 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play the hit. But also, continue to let us know what you think is the ultimate in pub grub, okay? The pub's due to open 29th. We now that it's an hour and three quarters, an hour and 45 minutes you'll have. You must spend at least €9 on a substantial meal. So what is it? What is the ultimate pub grub that you will spend your money on?
Yeah.
Right? PJ has pinned his colours to fish and chips.
That's it. I think, yeah, it's been a tough... I've had an argument argument with myself for about a half an hour over this, and we've settled on the fish and chips, to be honest.
Absolutely. Now, here, now there's a few things, right, that I need to clarify, okay? You know, Keith was on, Dempsey, right, and he was the man who loves...
He's disgusting. He's disgusting. Listen to this.
He's the man who loves liver pâté and chicken wings from the hole in the wall in the Phoenix Park, right? Which is a fine, fine boozer, it has to be said.
Yeah, yeah, fine boozer that obviously serves, you know...
Now, I mistakenly said that I thought he was a Bose fan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, but he's not a Bose fan. He's texting to clarify it. He says, Jim, wrong spy. And so this is his quote.
Right.
I'd rather have my man bits stapled to a snooker table than watch football.
Wow.
And wait for it, wait for it. I'm a ruggedy ball man.
Oh, that explains everything. Oh, that explains. Now it makes perfect sense. He's a ruggedy baller. Of course he likes weirdo pate smeared on the perfectly good chicken. Oh, for God's sake.
I thought that would please you.
That does, yeah. No, it all makes sense. I thought for a second the world was upside down. But there you go.
But yeah, that's resolved.
So he probably eats liver and chips and custard and ice cream and all weird stuff.
Right, here's a few more. Okay, beef and Guinness pie, that's a stalwart. Beef and Guinness pie or a stew, actually.
I have a confession to make. I have never had a beef and Guinness pie in my life. That puts me in a weird place in Ireland, doesn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think like
probably
that's,
does.
That's one of those things that's only on pub.
I think as an Irishman, you're meant to be made of beef and Guinness.
I think so, yeah.
What
I know.
You mean? You're meant to be, like, pretty much 98% of your body mass is meant to be beef and Guinness.
Now I feel
if you're genuinely Irish, that is.
Yeah, now I just feel like a turkey liver on a plate sticking out, you know. Now I feel
Chris has been on. Another one you're going to enjoy. Liver with stuffing wrapped in bacon.
What's wrong with these people? What? Liver and stuffing? What?
Liver with stuffing wrapped in bacon.
I'm going to ask you all a very good question that Jim McCabe asked me. What's liver supposed to go with, he says?
I'm curious
nothing.
What, you know, liver with...
Nothing.
Like what? Liver and onions, no? Liver and...
The reason that nothing comes to mind is because you're not supposed to eat it. You're not supposed to eat it.
What about this from Denise, okay? What about... who also used to go... Like, she says, going back yonks... ago, we used to go to the Brock Inn. Now there's a place,
great spot,
the Brock Inn on the old North Road there.
Yeah,
I've eaten in there many, many times.
Yeah, it's a good old spot.
Great
though.
Food, great
indeed,
food.
Yeah.
Really enjoy that.
She's not going to ruin it now and say
she is going to ruin it for you.
Oh, she's got Jack Russell and chips or something.
Right, they would tuck into a plate of cheese and onion.
Okay.
Right.
Onions, I'm not offended yet.
Onions like they used to be. Your eyes would water when the plate was put in front of you. Set you up for the night.
What, you mean you wouldn't cook the onion?
No, it'd be just cheese and onion sliced on a plate.
What? So
I don't know how far back Denise is going. But that's quite... I don't know if you'd get that in any pub anywhere anymore.
A block of cheese
basically,
and an onion.
Basically, yeah. Block of cheese cut up.
And an onion.
And an onion chopped up, you know, into
it. And that's our meal.
And they'd get stuck into that.
Where does this woman say she's from?
Well, she must be from Dublin. I mean, if she went to the Brock on the old North Road, she's got to be like, she ought to be coming at it from either side. It's either the Dublin side or the Ashbourne side.
That's literally like, you know, someone, I'm going to live in America, mammy. Well, here's a block of cheese and an onion. put it on the rag and the stick and good luck on the boat. And maybe if times go well, we'll get a letter in 3.5 years to say you're still alive. Cheese and an onion. Would you go away with your prehistory diet?
Oh, wow.
That is outrageous.
Okay, Keith's been back on. Liver and onions in gravy, apparently, is a thing.
You know the way when
and
we started
mind
this?
You, he's also gone on to say that he really enjoys a stuffed cow's heart.
Jim.
Which won't come as a shock.
You know, when we started this, we asked, what are you most looking for? What's the best pub grub?
Yeah.
And slowly, because of the people listening, it's turned into, what's the most disgusting, vile thing you can get in a pub anywhere in Ireland? And
yeah.
I still think a stuffed heart is still less atrocious than just eating an onion with a pint. That's
apparently
ridiculous.
Apparently, Denise is not alone, though. Somebody's saying the Summerhill Inn did that cheese and onions on a Sunday morning as well.
Cheese and onions?
Yeah. On a plate, like.
Like, they wouldn't even turn them
uncooked.
Into crisps or anything. Like
no, no, just a block of cheese cut up and an onion cut up.
Every single person that's done that is disgusting. I'm sorry. That is outrageous. Like, even the happy pair wouldn't do that now. And that's the most vegan. Oh, no, it's not vegan. It's cheese. What am I talking about?
Yeah, anyway, look, it's gone in a strange. Hang on a second. Let's just bring it back to some sort of normal.
We went down.
Simon, you'll go with this. Bangers and mash can be good, can't it? A good bangers
fantastic.
And mash.
Fantastic.
That can be good pub.
And do you know that we had a great one of them in Galway? Do you remember that
That's
time?
True.
It was one of the McGettigans. Yeah, that was very good.
That was delicious. So listen, we'll keep it going, okay, for a while. For no other reason, just to help PJ through the trauma he's just gone through. So let us know. The ultimate, when you do go back, if you choose to go back to the pubs when they open again and you have to spend your €9 on your pub grub, what is the ultimate pub grub?
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The hit bit is worth 1,180 on a normal Thursday. That would be today, except for generous Jim hit me an elbow into the ribs and says, you'll give a more than that.
Cough up the cash.
So 1,200 quid is what we're going to do on the hit bit this morning. Why not, sure and all? And anyway, here's what it sounds like. And that's the job. So Joan is going to go first this morning. Hiya, Joan.
Hiya, PJ. How you doing?
Jim.
How are you, Joan? What's the story with you?
Not too bad. A bit nervous. First time on the show, which is...
Don't worry about that.
I was trying to get through, but never can.
Sure, look, it's your first time on the show. You'll still be better than the pair of us. You know what I mean?
We've been doing it
for years, and we still haven't mastered it.
And if he hasn't, you can imagine the state I'm in, John. Let's be honest, John. So, John, we'd love to give you a couple of quid today. €1,200. What do you reckon?
Black Box, Ride on Time.
What a tune.
I love that.
You know that song never dates?
Never does.
I mean, that's one of the really early dance ones, and it still sounds brilliant.
I know, it was brilliant. I was screaming at it the other day. It was an answer on one of the questions on The Chase. I know I'm always talking about The Chase, but it was an answer the other day.
You're becoming that bloke.
I am.
That's a great show, though.
I know, John. I know it is. But I'm the fella that never stops talking about it. That's the problem.
Right, so the great song, Michael. Black Box, Ride on Time. What do you make of that?
Fantastic song. One of those, you're right, Jim, never gets old, just like you boys. Actually, no, that's not true.
He's buttering us up for something bad here.
It is not right, unfortunately, which means you can give it a go tomorrow, Joan. Give it a go tomorrow. We'll play it right on time around quarter days.
Oh, dear.
Joan, he's not even trying anymore.
He's left. Give up the day job.
Hey!
Unfortunately, Joan, this is the day job.
Joan, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye-bye now.
All right, Damien is waiting on the other line. How are you, Damien?
Morning. How are you?
Not so bad at all, Damien. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. I've been here before, so I'm not nervous.
I sound like... I think I know your voice.
Yeah, you see, I'll tell you what threw us, right? It was being given your full title, Damien, whereas we know you as Damo.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's it. Every morning.
You see?
So there he is, sneaking in with pseudonyms. What will he be tomorrow then? Damiano, I suppose.
He'll be Mr. Hooper tomorrow.
Oh, jeepers. Right, Damien, we'd love to give you some money, of course, you being a regular and all. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Rembrandt. I'll be there for you.
Deadly. Right, that's the Friends song.
That's the one theme from Friends, Michael.
Oh, Damien. No one told you life was going to be this way, did they? It's wrong, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Not
thanks
bad.
Very much, lad.
Take care, Damo. Cheers, man. Have a good day.
Not your day, Damien. Or your hunt, or even your year.
Hey, look at Gallagher sneaking in one. I like it.
I couldn't resist this.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, I've fallen into a tin box here.
I don't know. Something's gone weird with Michael's. Yeah. I'm going to pull Michael's fade on there. Something's gone very strange with it. But still, I like that. That was good.
Yeah, well.
You know, I tell you something. If you tried hard enough.
Yeah.
You could be good at this. I mean, it would take a while, obviously, but...
Yeah. I mean, I'm halfway through a decade already, and I don't know if I believe you anymore.
Little Red Corvette from Prince here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that 9.5 minutes past 8. By the way, keep the WhatsApps coming in relation to the ultimate pub grub, right? Okay, with the pubs opening, this is the thing we're doing. Magic Mike is still working on this in the background. We're going to find out what Ireland's favourite pub grub actually is. It went off on a bit of a tangent, I have to say. But yeah, we can get back on track with it. So whatever it is, when you have your €9 to spend at the end of the month and your hour and a three quarters or whatever it is to spend it in, tell us, what is it that you will choose? What is the ultimate pub grub in your opinion?
Yeah.
087-188-0008. Now, a few of
them... Some of them, Jim.
A few of them did go a little bit awry. PJ is still
disgusting.
A little bit traumatised by the idea of the... The liver in particular seems to have,
oh my God,
gotten to you.
I'm sorry, but the people who go and want liver and those... Absolute. I can only describe them as heretics who would eat just a block of cheese and a lump of onion in a pub. Monsters in the community, Jim.
Really?
Monsters in the community.
That's a telltale sign, is it?
That's a telltale sign. And I'm telling you something else. There's monsters everywhere. You may be living with a monster.
Living?
You may be somebody's monster, actually. How about that one?
Oh my God, you may be the monster.
Yeah, there's this list, right? There's this thing, I just went up on, you know the site Reddit?
Mm.
And there's this thread up there. And somebody went up and says, I think I'm living with a monster. And started to give examples of the ridiculous and disgusting things that roommates and housemates do, right?
Has this been inspired by somebody just saying they enjoy a plate of cheese and onions?
Disgusting pigs, yes. It has, Jim. I've started to try and weed these people out. So here are some signs that you're living with the type of person who may eat raw onion in a pub. Imagine that. I mean, literally, that social distancing should be put in just in case.
I tell you, that's one surefire way of ensuring social distancing.
Just getting a bang of that fella's breath. Honest to God.
Actually, Bose Ritchie was on saying that he used to play football with a lad and that was a staple for him. Yeah, and he said, to be fair, the bang off was pretty shocking.
If you're playing Rovers, you're going to be breathing on him. Giving him your smelliers over his shoulder all the time, right?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
So this one man, he called his wife an absolute monster when he realised she was eating Kit Kats like they were biscuits. In other words, not breaking the fingers off.
Oh, that's...
Just putting it in her mouth and maybe putting two
proper
pieces.
Weird.
An absolute disgusting weirdo, Jim. Partners are the worst offenders more than flatmates.
Right.
So this is like people like they hoard their empty shampoo bottles. You know this kind of carry-on? Or people that when the toilet roll is finished...
They hoard them? For what purpose?
No, they're just too flipping lazy, I think.
To throw them out.
I've been in people's houses and you're like, what are you doing? Oh, they're empty. They're just leaving their empties at the bottom of the bath. Disgusting. Or you know when you're in someone's gaff and they've used the toilet roll and there's empty just cardboard toilet rolls left back in the basket.
Wow.
And they don't take them to the bin.
That's strange.
Monster.
So these are signs you need to watch out for because, you know, your other half might be, as you say,
muncher.
A monster.
Yeah, this is the thing, I'm telling you. Girlfriend.
This could be the slippery slope to a plate of cheese and raw onions.
Absolutely it is. Girlfriends slamming boyfriends because they leave dirty dishes piling up in the sink for weeks and then throw rubbish in the bin when there's not even a lining in it. Pig. Absolute pig. I mean, seriously, what are these people like? Even small children were shamed in this list. I used to have a nephew like this now. You know, they come over and they bite a piece of fruit and stick it back in the fruit basket.
No way.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, and then you know what he used to do, actually? He'd bite a piece of fruit and you'd just hear him going, pff. He didn't even like it. He would, pff, pff, pff. He just liked the feeling in his mouth, so he'd bite it and spit it out on the floor and put it back
on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Monster.
You let him into your house.
I know, yeah. Apparently being 6 years old is an excuse.
Like that, yeah. My God, like you're not old enough to know better.
Yeah, yeah. Let him. He'll be ordering liver now in a while. Wait to see.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
He,
that was a slippery slope.
Roommates not doing much better. The people were started sharing pictures then of mouldy microwaves. I love microwaves. I hate people that just bang, pop. You know, stuff explodes.
Yeah.
And these, oh, well.
Or spills over, bubbles over or something. And they don't mop it up.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They just walk off.
Yeah.
Damn those people.
What about the people who do the sweet wrappers back into the box? You know?
And there's one woman here. Do you know what she does? Do you know what she does? You think sweet wrappers is bad, Jim? Right? Well, and it is bad and you're dead, right? And thank you for bringing it up.
You know,
Jim.
Like say for example, it could be any sort of, you know, normal sweet, whatever, box of roses, whatever, and somebody takes a sweet and then they, rather than throw the paper away, they put it back in the box.
I know, yeah.
Or with the after eights. Do you ever see those people?
They put the little black thing back in.
They put the little holder thing, the little single holder.
I know. And again, wait, hear what this woman does.
What?
She cracks eggs and puts them back into the box and puts the box back on the shelf.
What?
She cracks, I know. I'm
empty
shocked.
Eggshells back into an
she
egg box.
She cracks the eggs, she puts them back in the box and she puts the box back on the shelf.
That happens in here.
No, that happened. This is a woman on this
thing.
Oh,
I thought you said there's a woman in here. No. I thought you meant here. I was going through. Who'd do that?
No, no. Do you know what there is in here, though?
What?
The type of monster who our fridge is under the bin.
That's true.
And they take the milk out, they finish the milk, empty it, and they put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
Animal. An absolute animal.
And we don't want to go down the... Not that we ever fully got to the bottom of it, but we don't want to go down the route of the person who walked away from the unflushed toilet.
Yeah. Who does that? You've been raised outside, if that happened to you. Outside. Out in the yard. You're raised out in the yard if you can walk away from an unflushed toilet.
Yeah.
Out in the yard where... And then stick the milk back into the fridge when there's no milk into the fridge.
Monsters.
Oh, absolute monster. I swear to God, there's mould in people's underwear there is. I tell you, there's absolute animals out there. And then they say,
you're actually you're big on this, aren't you? Because you're very hygiene.
Well,
I'm
tidy. I would say I'm definitely tidy. You should see my frying pans, Jim. I mean, you could literally cook an egg on them. They're that clean.
Imagine that, a frying pan you could cook an egg
on. That's how clean I
could. You could eat your dinner off this plate. It's that clean, you could eat your dinner off that plate.
You could, yeah. I'm telling you. My underwear.
I only have the one plate, but you could eat your dinner off it.
I fold me under crackers and everything.
Iron them.
Yeah, I'm not that mad though.
What were you saying about? Because you know Tara has this ongoing battle. It's a kind of a weird passive aggressive battle she has with her other half about the direction of the toilet roll.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't remember which one is which, but one of them.
Quite obviously, the only way for it to happen is over.
Over towards you.
Of course.
And the other one.
Now, Tara is just screaming in my ear that she's an under person.
Isn't that?
I know something.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if she's out there eating a plate of cheese and onion.
She's a mouthful of liver now texting you. They're going, don't know what's wrong with that.
Now she just said, actually, I love liver.
See? See?
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, 20 past 8 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks on this Thursday, 18th of June. Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. And thanks a million, by the way, as well for all of the WhatsApps. There's loads coming in. Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Is in Broadcasting House in the wardrobe in Lucan and is currently compiling what the nation's favourite pub grub is. Right, okay, so when you get the chance come the 29th of this month to go in and spend your €9 for your hour and three quarters.
Indeed.
What would you be going for?
What would you be most likely... It did turn into was an avenue. We apologise to everybody offended by the suggestions that have come in from some of the people.
It hasn't ended.
Are you serious?
I'm afraid so. Now, just away from it for a minute, I'll tell you what has made a bit of a resurgence. Like Louise and Swords has been on. She's going to head to the old schoolhouse. She's already got her 2-hour slot booked for next Monday.
You're joking.
Right, she has it booked. No, it wouldn't be next Monday, would it?
It would be next Monday.
Monday week. She's going to go for the corned beef and cabbage. And there's been a bit of a bacon and cabbage kind of thing happening.
Yeah.
People going for that. But again, there's a bit of this going on. Bill and Galway.
Oh, God.
Best pub meal, right? Mashed potatoes, nothing wrong there. Onions.
Yeah.
Still nothing wrong there. Beans.
Yeah, love beans.
Gravy.
What?
Gravy with your beans.
Gravy on beans.
I don't know about that. Pork sausages and liver. For Bill and Galway.
You know something? You're doing this on purpose.
I'm only telling you what the people are texting
in.
Well,
then he's doing it on purpose. He put together a nice meal there and he left liver till the end. That's like somebody going in. Do you know what that's like someone saying, do you know what I can't wait is for a pizza, PJ? Oh, pepperoni and sweet corn, a bit of jalapenos and liver. No one would do it. No one would do it. They're just saying liver to upset people.
Right. Apparently, this is Limerick grub. This is according to Jake is saying sheep's sweetbreads. Or skirt and kidneys.
Who's text that in? Henry VIII. That came in from the
Jake.
Got text in from the 14th century.
He says that's real Limerick grub, according to Jake.
Sweetbreads.
Yeah. Loads of people wondering whether you're going to try the tripe. Because you said your dad used to love the tripe.
The one when my ma went off to Medjugorje that time, she went off to see Holy Mary on the hill and all that was going on, right? In the 80s.
Right.
And she was left me and my father on my own. And all he gave me for the week was chocolate yogurts, peas and pizza slices, right?
Right.
And he took it as an opportunity to treat himself and put tripe into a pot. I'll never forget the smell of it. Honestly, Jim, I'll never forget the smell of it. It was like boiling a pair of socks. I'd like boiling 32 socks off 32 feet that had been worn for a year consistently beforehand. The smell would actually... It nearly knocked the roof off the house. The
oh
smell
my
was
God.
That bad.
Right, Terry in Drogheda, apparently the cottage pub in Ballyfermot used to serve sliced red cheddar. Okay?
Yeah.
With a bowl of YR sauce for dipping. So you basically... Like, you know the way you get like chicken nuggets with a dip? They used to serve, you could slice cheese and dip it into your YR sauce and have that with your few pints.
I think I'd love that. Brown sauce.
So, see, as long as there wasn't a chopped onion inside.
Keep your onions yourself like a sicko. Did you know, by the way, I only found this out this week. Did you know there's no such thing as red cheddar?
Really?
Yeah, I only found it out this
week. So the whole red and white thing is a fallacy?
They taste exactly the same. They've exactly the same ingredients. You can't get it outside of Ireland.
Right.
And the only difference between the two is the food colouring. They just put food colouring in one and not in the other because people, Irish people say, ah, no, I just prefer the bit of colour in my food. Isn't that brilliant?
Amazing.
Oh yeah, I think I'd like that now, honestly. Brown sauce and red cheddar, yeah, because I do like the colour of my food. Yeah,
indeed.
Like that's
and there's somebody else is going for another cow's heart.
I can get stuff.
Straight from the oven, so yummy, with mashed potatoes and turnips. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have that anyway because it takes you 3 days to cook a turnip.
I don't know. I honestly, it would have been nice now if somebody told me you're supposed to cut it up before you put it in the pot. That was an awful shock.
Right, listen, Magic Mike.
Three pots.
Magic Mike is still compiling it. We are going to arrive on the dish that will be named Ireland's favourite pub grub. Although at the moment, the way people are kind of trying to... I don't know whether they're winding you up or you've just brought out a whole kind of plethora of people who have strange food tastes.
But did you know what we did there? We gave the weirdos attention. They never get attention normally. The liver munching oddballs.
Cheese and onion.
The cheese and onion lickers of the world never get a lot of attention. And now they've got it. And now they're ganging up on us. That's all it is, Jim. Don't worry.
This could be a protest vote. It could be like when you know, when we made the Wolf Tones number one in England. This could be like people trying to skew the vote.
I know, yeah. Don't worry. If they start coming, we'll throw some onions around the place. They'll never find us. They'll be thrown off the scent, literally.
Classic Hits.
La Isla Bonita, Madonna here at Classic Hits. It's just leaving 20 to 9. We've got the breakfast table quiz on the way. It is 14 to beat, but what a prize. €1,000 voucher. For you to spend at the Lasersonics Face and Body Clinic, lasersonicsclinic.ie. If you want to check it out for yourself, an amazing range of products and treatments and all sorts of things, you'll be absolutely spanking new.
Yeah.
So 087-188-0008 to have a go. Now, thank you for all of the WhatsApps. Magic Mike is going to join us once again because he has been busily compiling all of your WhatsApps into the definitive decision of Ireland. The people of Ireland, PJ,
yeah,
have decided what is the ultimate pub grub.
I'm delighted with this. I'm actually really, it's gas. I'm genuinely obsessed. We're the three of us are obsessed with food, lads.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really excited to find out what Ireland decides is the best pub grub.
Right, Michael, take it away, sir. What is the story? What came out on top?
Right, lads, here we go. Here is the definitive top five of the pub grub of Ireland. And number five, lads, is a bit of a curveball, but it's the big thing at the moment. It is chicken wings is in at number five.
Yeah. I mean, look, pay no attention to him, Michael. Pay no attention to him.
I won't.
Good chicken wings are a thing of beauty and delight.
If you're in the famine. If you are never in the famine.
PJ, you are out of the loop, man. This is big stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
Pub across the road from us does fantastic chicken wings.
Yeah.
Spicy, lovely.
I'll accept I may be in the wrong in this because they are very, very popular and all.
Have you never had the chicken wings at Elephant and Castle? Fantastic. Let us hold our dignity, Michael, and move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us move on and hold our heads.
Eating off the bone and all.
Okay, PJ, enough. Four. Soup and bread. Simple.
Brilliant, yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah.
It's great, especially on a cold
homemade
day.
Homemade soup, yeah.
Especially on a cold day. In next to the fire, or just have the bowl
bit
of soup.
Bit of brown soda bread, maybe, or are you a roll merchant?
No, I'm a brown breader.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Love a bit
like
of brown
it,
bread.
Like
yeah,
it.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Okay, number three, PJ, this I think you said earlier on is your favourite. It is the staple. It is the fish and chips.
Boom, shakalak, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard, I mean, if it's done right, hard to beat.
And it's just something, and in a pub, you always get the little sort of tin thing of beans and everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or not beans, peas, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The little thing of peas and that white.
You mean a little ramekin? Is that what you're talking about?
A little thing, a little, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A ramekin.
The little dainty bowl, like.
Yeah, a ramekin, is that an actual word?
I don't know. It's the only word that came to mind.
A ramekin of peas. I'll order that. Next time I go to a pub, I'm going to say, I'll have a ramekin of peas and chips, please. That's what I want now.
And they'll say to you, what? You want a serviette? Right, sorry, Michael. So that was at number three.
Number three is fish and chips.
Right,
yeah, and
okay.
Number two, hugely popular this morning, it has to be said. And it can go with a lot of the things on five, four and three, but it is the toasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
It had to be
classic.
There. Yeah. I would have been very disappointed now if a toasty wasn't in the top three.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder now, with the ramekin of peas and the fish and chips and the toasty gone, what in the name of God can pass them out for the first place?
Okay. So the first place, I mean, it could be controversial because you can obviously get loads of stuff when you order this or different things. I think you know where I'm coming from here.
Oh, has to be.
Lads, it is just streets ahead. It just wins hands down. It is the Carvery.
Unbelievable. Okay, yeah. The case is rested. It has to be, yeah.
To be fair, yeah.
And it's so personalised. I mean, there's nothing as personalised as a Carvery.
Yeah, you can literally pick and choose.
We
go into a sub chat here, lads, but what is your choice of a Carvery? Like, what's your favourite choice?
I'm a little bit of everything.
I'm a bit of a pig myself. I'd get whatever I could.
Huh?
You can't take like lasagna and the curry.
Oh no, I know what you mean. I'd be definitely the meats. You know what I mean? So it'd be like if there was beef on or turkey bacon on, all that sort of stuff. I'd be there with the potatoes and vegetables.
Is there any chance of a slice of each? Is the first question.
Yeah.
And sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no.
Unless of course they say to PJ, are you getting dessert? He'd say absolutely. Give us the lasagna in the end.
Lasagna in the end.
For God's sake, Michael, I'm moving on. Thank you very much for that.
The nation has decided.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The breakfast table quiz.
Right, so much to get through with this prize on the breakfast table quiz. This voucher to the value of €1,000 to spend on the Laser Sonics Face and Body Clinic. It's time to treat yourself at lasersonicsclinic.ie. Lasersonicsclinic.ie if you want to check out the website. And you really should, because there's a lot in this. And as we keep stressing, it is a prize for men and women. So you've got all sorts of range of products across both men and women. You got the likes of the Redform skincare range, anti-aging packs, moisturizers, glycolic acid, the Hyal Vit C and E. That sounds impressive, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sun creams, you name it, all of that sort of stuff. And you've got the likes of the Celtic Rebel range of products as well, with all of the beard oils and beard balms, mustache wax, hair oils, tattoo balms. Huge range. CelticRebel.ie and their Facebook page if you want to check it out. But ultimately, the place to start is on that website, lasersonicsclinic.ie.
Now, I just checked the score. It says 13 the score to beat, not 14. So I was kind of, it looks like I was in the wrong place there.
Yeah, God, I thought it was 14 to be, but sure, yeah, who knows?
But we'll see what happens today anyway, and then we can worry about the finer points, like actually winning later on. David is going to have a go this morning. David McCardle, how are you getting on?
Hello.
Hello, David, what's the crack?
Hello.
Hello, David.
How are you? Hello.
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you okay, yeah.
Grand.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, well, then we're laughing.
Right. I don't think we should dally too much.
This could
be a shaky line, this.
Could be unusual, yeah.
Are you good to go, David?
I'm good to go whenever you are.
Excellent,
right, good
okay.
Stuff. Let's get
right.
Started. We'll get straight stuck in case we lose you again. How
absolutely,
about
right. Okay. Very best of luck, mate. Here we go.
Well, who did Kylie Minogue duet in the song especially for you?
Jason Donovan.
The Lost World is a follow-up to what Steven Spielberg film?
Jurassic Park.
What K is the Turkish word for roast meat?
Oh... I haven't got a clue.
Kebab. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships are played in what UK city?
London.
Whitney Houston's song was called I Will Always What?
Love You.
What A describes snow falling down a mountain?
Avalanche.
What G is a young green cucumber used mainly for pickling?
Gherkin.
Yeah, someone who watches a lot of TV is called a couch what?
Potato.
An orthodontist specialises in what part of the body?
Teeth.
The children's game is called hide and what?
feet.
Which Kate Bush song was inspired by Emily Bronte's only novel?
Pass.
Wuthering Heights, how many years of marriage does the silver wedding anniversary celebrate?
20.
25. In what Disney film does Mowgli and Baloo appear?
Any ideas? Ah.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no, we did.
Jungle Book.
Yeah, that's it, the Jungle Book. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, you were flying along for a while, then there was a bit of a pause then later on, but let's see how we did in the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 correct answers, which is not bad, David, to be fair.
Ah. Look.
It was worth the effort.
Well worth a go. And it turns out it was actually 14 to beat after all. So,
was it? Yeah, all right,
so
very good.
We were a little bit off, but fair play. You start, like Jim said, you were flying at the start.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, David.
We could have done with that voucher.
Is your head in need of a polish, is it?
The head of war is two buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, listen, David, have a good day. Thanks for giving it a bash.
No bother, thanks,
lad. Cheers, man. Later, take care. I think that was another one where it sounded like David was on the space station there, didn't it?
It was
a delay.
Transmitting from the past, I think, or the future.
The Breakfast Table Quiz. Classic hits.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Yeah, a bit of Guaranteed Irish and Van Morrison and Jackie Wilson said here at Classic Hits, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. See if you recognise this, PJ, right? Now, it is a slightly bad karaoke instrumental version.
Good.
But nonetheless, do you recognise this? Wait for it.
Is that Riders on the Storm?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You should see the dance moves of them over here. This is a sight.
Do you not recognise that?
No. What is going on? This is like Desert Island Discs. If you call now, we'll give you a free cassette.
If I was to say to you, Fat Larry's band.
Fat Larry?
Yeah.
Is this a fella you went to school with?
Oh, for God's sake. Do you not remember that hit Zoom from Fat Larry's band?
No, that's not ringing a bell at all.
Oh my God, now I'm gonna have to get
Fat
the proper
Larry.
I'll have to get the proper version to play for you with the music, with the lyrics in it.
Jeepers, that's news to me. I mean, it's not an unharmonious sort of tune. I wouldn't be upset by it now. But it's definitely new to me. I see that what you're trying to do, though, because it's Canoe. You know me old friend Canoe Reeves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Canoe.
Known to everybody else as Canoe Reeves.
Or Keanu.
Yeah. Is it Keanu? Keanu Reeves, yeah.
It's always
as
been
opposed to your Canoe.
Canoe. He's always been Canoe to me.
Right.
If he's Canoe to me, he's Canoe to you too.
And that's Canoe to me.
It's Canoes to everybody. Canoes to everybody. So Canoe Zoom. Reeves, he's auctioning off a one-off Zoom call for charity. This is his new thing, right? And you think, grand, yeah, fair play to him. You get to sit down with Canoe and have a little bit of a chat and talk about whatever you want. I don't know what you want to be talking about.
Yeah, what would you say?
He's a nice fellow. I know. Well, I'd be asking about the new Bill and Ted movie. That's out later this year. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Have you seen what, do you know what the plot about the movie is?
No.
So I think this is it, right?
Okay.
They have to write, for some reason, to save the world, the greatest song ever written, right?
Okay.
And they sit down, they've no ideas, so they go, oh, here's what we'll do. We'll travel into the future, and we'll hear it, and we'll just rob it off ourselves, and go back into the past, and then we'll write it down.
Right.
So that's the
theory.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So Canoe, I suppose, that's what I'd
ask. Like, do you know what it's a bit like? It's a bit like, you know that film Yesterday? Was it telling you about this?
No.
It's kind of, obviously, Yesterday, the famous Beatles song.
Is Fat Larry in it?
No, Fat Larry's not in it. And the idea is that apparently it's this world where nobody knows the Beatles. Nobody's ever heard of the Beatles. So the guy makes himself famous by basically doing all the Beatles songs, and they all think they're amazing, and he takes the credit for them.
That's a great idea for
now,
a movie.
Now, I'm telling you that, and I haven't even seen the movie.
It's a great idea for a movie, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if that's not on Netflix or anything, is it? I hope so.
It's definitely on. Actually, is it on Netflix? Maybe it is on Netflix.
Well, I'll have a scour around. I like the sound of that now.
I'm going to have to watch it myself now. Sold it to you.
It's Canoe and Fat Larry in it. So what he's doing, this thing, 15 minutes of fame.
Maybe we could call the show that, Canoe and Fat Larry in the morning.
Canoe and Fat Larry in the morning, coming at you with soul sounds of the 60s. Is that what Fat Larry was around?
The 70s, I'd say.
So anyway, you can buy this 15-minute chat. 15 minutes, right? And they estimate.
It's so weird listening to you talk with this music in the background. This is so weird. This is like time travel.
I know. isn't it?
It's like, it's like we're having a conversation in a lift.
Yeah. Have you seen
or a shopping centre?
It is, yeah. And out of nowhere, one of us has just brought up Canoe. Do you ever say that Canoe fella in the States? He does be a movie actor. Yeah, he does.
Anyway, sorry, I did interrupt your story. Right, so you can get a, one-on-one Zoom call with Keanu Reeves
for 15 minutes,
or Keanu Reeves for 15 minutes. Much and what's it going to cost you?
They reckoned they'd get $10,000 for it.
Right.
Which I think is outrageous.
Scandalous.
Because surely we've learned by now, you never meet the people you actually like, because they just disappoint you. But the current bid, at the time of reading this out to you now, the current bid is $17,400. $17,400. And the auction is still open till Monday on the 22nd of June.
God
on earth are people doing?
It's not even as though you're going to be able to sort of stand beside him and get a selfie or anything.
Can't even get a picture.
And nowadays you're not allowed to shake his hand anyway, so that's waste. So to see him on a computer screen,
I really don't get the idea of this at all. This is as mad as people who buy those candles by Gwyneth Paltrow, but at least they're only like a 20 quid or 50 quid or something. You didn't get a smell of her. What it is, isn't it? You know, I'd love to know what she smells like. Right, there you go. That was
sorry you asked now, aren't you?
That was 50 quid badly spent. But 17,400 quid? I don't know.
To talk to Canoe on a...
Out of One Direction, he has a candle as well, does he?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles smell. He has a candle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to smell like Paris Lost Magic. He's not like... So whatever, your clothes, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on where it's taken from.
I'm going to auction,
I mean, to be honest, yeah,
a bottle of Radox that Jim uses. I got Radox shower gel used by Jim. Starting the bid at 400 quid. Get it in there. Get it in there. I'll even throw in, if he's not looking, I'll throw in one of his t-shirts he leaves lying around.
I do not leave my clothes lying around.
You do sometimes when it's hot. You know what I mean?
If the air conditioner worked, I'd put clothes on.
I know, but he doesn't go home in a nip. You know what I mean?
80s classic Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here are Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated, folks. By the way, loads of WhatsApps in, right, saying that apparently that Yesterday movie is only on Sky.
Right, okay, yeah.
But don't be too disappointed if you're not going to get to see it, PJ, because every one of them
rubbish,
has
it?
Said it's absolute.
Well, judging by the way it goes for me when we do biscuits and TV, I'll probably love it then, because if we've learned anything, it's that I've terrible taste.
You love outrageously bad movies.
So I'd say love it.
Oliver and a whole rake of people were on to say, don't bother, lads.
Really?
Save yourself the aggravation of watching that Yesterday movie. Sounds like a great premise.
It's a great idea.
Great premise.
It's a really good idea.
But apparently it's absolutely rubbish. And then the other one is, I love this outrage here. Look at this.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can give adequate credit to this person. Who was it? It's Lyndon has been on to say.
Yeah.
Wait for it. I think it's outrageous that PJ has no idea. What are you out there doing moving me thing? No idea of Zoom by Fat Larry's Band. Shocking.
Jeez. Shocking and disgusted. Disgruntled. We need a complaint.
Absolutely. Outrageous you don't know Zoom by Fat Larry's Band, PJ.
We're going to have to do a mailbag corner in this show like they used to. Do you remember? This one comes from Disgruntled in Leitrim, who says Jim McCabe is a disgrace in the way that he speaks to his sidekick cannonball idiot of a friend on that radio show. Yours... expecting an apology, Connell, or whatever they are. You know, we definitely have letters like that.
Absolutely.
I'd be into that now. That'd be a bit of crack.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Now, specifically, are they complaints about us, or just complaints about anything in general?
Well, Judge, in fairness, by the speed they come in complaining about me anyway, would take us a fortnight to get through.
You want a hell of a big mailbag.
Be a huge old bag. Bag of wind. That's what you call the corner.